honesty. Take it all the way, saith the Spirit of grace. Take it all the way to the end. And for many in this place and for many who are watching, a light has appeared in the darkness, and a compass has begun to arise in your spirit of the reality of what it takes to go all the way. And with this revelation is accompanied by a grace to take you in, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Do not push and shove of your own self as if to make your way, but know that the grace that you feel in the call to come apart is also an empowerment to lay down your life, to see things that you've never seen, and to experience things that you've never seen, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, sir. Visions and dreams and even open visions will be being experienced by the qualified, by those who are living in a place of maturity wherewith I can come and expand what I'm doing in this house and in other houses like this. Open visions and seeing things in the spirit realm that will empower your going forward will become more and more the order of the day, says the Spirit of the Lord. And everything that accompanied the book of Acts, those who were coming into the fullness as in visitations of my spirit, angelic visitations, and everything necessary for this to take place, understand that there is a bulwark in the spirit that is happening around you, says the Spirit of the Lord. What I'm saying specifically is there is a building up around you of my force and of angelic host, and the Holy Spirit is receiving instructions through your prayers to the Father, and the Father and the Lord of the church giving instructions for the things that will be being instituted and taking place in the recent months to come, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Mahalachale iria afloklete. Mendi aska, yes, sir. 2022 is a year of possession, taking some property, some real, tangible, spiritual property in the Spirit, says the Lord. This year will be marked with certain notable miracles that will testify that things have changed and there is a switch or a switching over in the spirit from a place of birthing from out of the flesh to a birthing out of the spirit, says the Spirit of the Lord. Think not this thing to be hard, for those who lean into it will find an ease. Those who reject it or try to contemplate a compromise will find that their flesh fights them all the more. But I say unto you, give over to instructions that you receive from me personally and that you receive prophetically, says the Spirit of grace. For this year that is coming will be marked with much more notable miracles and things taking place in the spirit that could not have taken place up until this point. Yes, sir. The next phase of having come through the fire of purging is coming to a place of closing for a while so that there can be an expanse of growth in the spirit and authority, says the Spirit of grace. You'll try out your wings, as it were, having come through the fire, and find that there is much more accessible now through your authority than what was even a year ago, says the Lord. And for those who will do it and follow it, it will only encourage you and entice you to come apart and spend more time in my presence, says the Lord. Jesus. For many of you, under the sound of my voice, think of yourself as what you do for a living to be who you are. And your occupation to be your identification. But I'm saying to you that what you were actually birthed for on planet Earth is about to be revealed to you, and is being revealed to many even tonight. I will show you how to live in both worlds, the natural and the spiritual. But if there ever was a time for you to say, Lord, whatever I can lay down time-wise in the natural, it is now, says the Spirit of the Lord. Let me come and judge everything, and I will help you make this final part in your journey, says the Lord. You could have never heard these words 5 years ago. But now, because of the levels of death to the flesh and the desires of your heart, I'm able to come and speak these words. And thus saith the Lord, do not put your eyes upon people around you, or people in the church around you, or people from other ministries around you that are not moving forward like they should, or like you think they should. Understand this, that it is not a caucus of numbers that brings about the fullness of my kingdom in revival. Some have slacked up, even in this church. And some are not where they once were, and some are further. But for the ones who have slacked up, understand this. Take no discouragement, because they cannot hold back or abate my outpouring and the authority that I'm working through those that are moving forward, saith the Spirit of grace. Put spiritual blinders on your thoughts. Do not think, well, this one is not moving, or this one is backing up. that has nothing to do with my ability to bring forth through those who are consecrated for the purpose of revival, saith the Spirit of grace. You who have ears to hear, stay steady and ask me to put blinders on you so that all that you see is the end result, saith the Spirit of grace.